So let's review. In the previous Gemara, we presented a contradiction between the two rulings of Beis Shammai in our Mishnah. The case is, Shimon, who was married to Rachel, died without children, and Rachel fell for Yibam to Shimon's brother, Reuben, and at the time she was a Yevama, she inherited properties from her father. Mishnah Reisha Deloi Pligi, Mishnah Sevi De Pligi. In the case of the Reisha, where the Yevama is alive, Beis Shammai rules that Miluk properties fully belong to Rachel. In the Sefer, where the Yevama passed away, Beis Shammai rules that the Maluk properties are divided between the side of Rachel and the side of Shimon. In the previous daf, we presented two answers to this question, one from Ula and one from Rabba. On this daf, the Gemara will present another two answers. Abaye Amar, Reisha de Nafla Kishi Shemeres Yavam. Sefer de Nafla Kishi Tacht of the Baal. In the Reisha, Rachel inherited the properties while she was a Yevama, and both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that they fully belong to her. In the Sefer, Rachel inherited the properties while still married to Shimon. And there we have a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds that while married to Shimon, Yodoi Adifa Miyodo, Shimon had a greater degree of ownership than Rachel over the properties. Therefore, when Shimon passed away and his rights to the properties have been weakened, Shimon and Rachel have equal rights to the properties. And so if Rachel dies, both sides divide the properties. Beis Hillel holds that while married to Shimon, Yodoi Ki Yodo, both Rachel and Shimon have equal ownership over the properties. However, once Shimon passed away, his rights to the properties have been weakened, and therefore Rachel has a greater right to them, and so if she dies, they go to her side of the family, the Yershei Ha'av. Rava argues with Abaya. Omale Rava, Idu Naflo Kishi Takht of the Baal, the Kulam Aloi Pligi, the Yodoi Adif Miyodo. Everybody agrees that while married, a husband has a greater degree of ownership than his wife over the Maluk properties, and therefore even Beis Hillel will agree that after Shimon's passing, he has equal right to the Maluk properties, and so they wouldn't all go to her side of the family, the Yershei Ha'av. Rather, Rava says, Idi v'idi d'naflo kishi shemeres yavam. Both the Reisha and Seifa are referring to cases where Rachel inherited the properties while she was Yavama. And the reason for the different rulings of Beis Shammai is Reisha d'loi ovid b'maimer. Sefer de Ovid b'Maimer. In the Reisha, Reuven did not do Maimer with Rachel. In the Sefer, Reuven did do Maimer with Rachel. And according to Beis Shammai, Maimer Isa Vade Arusa v'Safek Nesua. Maimer makes Rachel a Vade Arusa, so that if she has a Tzara, that Tzara is released from her Zika to Reuven. And it makes her a Safek Nesua in regards to whether she owns the Maluk properties or whether her husband owns the properties. And therefore they are divided between the two sides. However, according to Beis Hillel, Maimer is only midrabanan, and therefore the properties still fully belong to Rachel, and if she dies, they will go to Har Gershon. The Gemara concludes, Amar Papa, the Yuka de Masnit and Kapasei de Abaya. Among the four opinions of Ula, Rabba, Abaya, and Rava, we find support in the wording of our Mishnah to the opinion of Abaya. The Gemara moves on to the next part of the Mishnah. Kenasa harehi ki'isha l'chaldavah. If the Reuben was Miyaba Rachel, then she is his wife for all matters. The Gemara asks, "Lamai helchasa? What halacha is the Mishnah teaching us?" It teaches us that if Reuben divorces Rachel, he does so with a get, and she doesn't require chalitza. And it also teaches us that after the divorce, he may remarry her, and we don't say that once he divorces her, the iser eshes ach comes back into effect. The Gemara moves on to the next Mishnah: Mitzvah begod liyam. It's a mitzvah for the oldest brother to do yibam. Loi ratzam halchen akol achen. If he did not want to, then we go to the next eldest brother, and so on. Le'ratzu chayzun etzel gadol. If the remaining brothers did not want to, then we return to the oldest brother. Ve'oymim loy alecha mitzvah, oy chalutz oy yabim. And we tell him the mitzvah is upon you, either do chalitza or do yibim. The Mishnah continues on to instances where we don't follow this order. Tala b'katan at sheyagdil. If an older brother said to wait for a younger brother who is a katan, which would make the Yavama have to wait till he is a gadol, or a younger brother said to wait for the oldest brother till he returns from overseas, or until he recovers from being a cheresh or a shaita, we don't listen to him. Rather, we tell him the mitzvah is upon you, either do chalitza or do yibim. The Gemara begins by presenting a machlekes and showing how each of these opinions will fit with our Mishnah. Be as cotton, but chalitza is gadol. If there's a choice between a younger brother doing yibum or the oldest brother doing chalitza, one opinion says, be as cotton adifa. It's preferred that the younger brother do yibum. The whole mitzvah be yibum, because the main mitzvah is yibum. One opinion says chalitza is gadol adifa. It's preferred that the oldest brother do chalitza, the hamitzvah of gadol, because the main mitzvah is that it should be done by the gadol. The Gemara explains that according to the opinion that bias katan adifa, we'll explain that when the Mishnah says loy ratza, that when the oldest brother doesn't want to, we go to a younger brother, it means he doesn't want to do yibam, but is willing to do chalitza. And according to the opinion that chalitza is gadol adifa, we must explain that when the Mishnah says leiratza, it means that he doesn't want to do either yibam or chalitza. The Gemara presents a different way of learning the machlokes between the two opinions. Bebiya kuli amar loy pligi debias katan adifa. Everybody agrees bias katan is better since the main mitzvah is to do yibam. And the argument is regarding chalitza's katan v'chalitza's gadol. If there's a choice between a younger brother or the oldest brother doing chalitza, one opinion says chalitza is gadol adifa d'ha mitzvah b'gadol, because the main mitzvah is that it should be done by the gadol. And one opinion says kiyad dadeinu. There is no preference. We only say mitzvah b'gadol regarding gibum, but not regarding chalitza. The Gemara explains that according to the opinion that chalitza is gadol adifa, we will explain that when the Mishnah says leiratzu, that when the younger brothers don't want to, we go back to the older brother, it means they don't want to do yibam but are willing to do chalitza. And according to the opinion that kiadodi ninu, we must explain that when the Mishnah says leiratzu, it means the younger brothers don't want to do either yibam or chalitza. The Gemara now presents a mechlekes whether today yibam is still preferred over chalitza. Tanya, abishol oimer, hakoines is yevimtoi l'shem noy, l'shem ishus, l'shem dova achar, kilu pagei be'erva. V'karv ani be'einai liyas ablad mamzer. Abishol holds that if the Yavam marries the Yavama for ulterior motives, not l'shem mitzvah, it's as if he did an iser erva. V'chacham ha'imrim, Yavama yavay aleho m'kamakam, he fulfills the mitzvah regardless of intent. Originally, the Chacham accepted Abishol's opinion in practice and said, mitzvah yibam kredemis l'mitzvah chalitza. Yibam was preferred. B'rishayin ashoy miskabim l'shem mitzvah. However, achshav she'em miskam l'shem mitzvah, amr mitzvah chalitza kedemes l'mitzvah zibum, chalitza is preferred. Chazru loimer mitzvah zibum kedemes l'mitzvah chalitza. The Chacham retracted and accepted the opinion of the Rabban in practice that yibum is preferred even today. Nowadays, the Ashkenazi community follows the pesach of the Ramah that only chalitza is performed. In some Sephardic communities, yibum is performed.